This Saturday, we've got just that same Seb thing. The annual Butternut Schnur Lake Association Fishery is coming up on Saturday, and Scott Stanger is nice enough to join us after we danced and moved this around several different times. Scott, I appreciate your patience. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for the invite. Happy to be on this morning.
Yeah, we've got a good day scheduled for Saturday. We should have some good ice out there with the cold weather leading up to that. So this has really grown to be one of the premier ice fishing tournaments, derbies here in the Northwoods, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. And it's a real reflection of the community. And it's, you know, we've put this together every year, and each year it's just amazing the outpouring of support we get from all local businesses, volunteers. And it really is another great reason of why living up here in the Northwoods is such a beautiful area and really great people. So we're looking forward to it. I will mention one thing, Joel. We do have good ice on most of the lake. However, we had a couple of incidents at the Narrows on Butternut Lake. On Monday night, a pickup truck went in, and there was a major ice heave. So we're going to make sure to keep people away from the Narrows. It's not safe ice. It's marked. We're going to make sure to make it marked for the fishery. Our main goal is that everyone is safe. So if you're out on Butternut Lake, stay away from the Narrows. It is not safe right now.
All right. And obviously, we had enough cold weather. Could use a little snow to insulate that a little bit, but there's been some pretty good ice fishing going on from what I hear around the Northwoods, though, Scott.
Yeah, no, we've had great early success. The crappie bite, especially on Butternut Lake, has been spectacular. Walleye have been active. Again, we get to that period of the year now where it slows down a little, but we've had great action, really good ice on the lake. So hopefully we're going to have a little crisp weather on Saturday, yeah. But that won't stop the fun that we're going to have. We've got fireworks scheduled at 5:30, sponsored by Bobbers and Jay's Automotive. I think it's going to be a great day. It always is. And then after, we do our banquet with presentations and awards. So hopefully everybody can warm up there. But we're excited about another fishery.
Yes. Let's talk to those first who like to ice fishing men, women. Talk about Saturday, where they go to sign up on Saturday morning, and how they get to be part in some of the rules and regs here of the fishery.
Yeah, everyone participating for our prizes must have a fishing ticket. It's $10. Can get it at Bobbers, St. Croix, Butternut Feed Mill. If you want to get it that morning at Bobbers or St. Croix or the Feed Mill, that would be good. But you have to have the ticket purchased by 9 a.m. We have a new prize category this year. All women participants will be entered by their ticket number into a drawing for a $50 gift certificate from Decor to Adore. So all women that are participating will be automatically be enrolled in that drawing. All catches need to be registered at Bobbers. And following our Facebook page, you can we update that every time a catch comes in. So you can see what the leaderboard is and whether or not you want to make the trip to have it registered. And one other thing that we're doing this year that we're really pleased with is the kids division. 12 and under, fish free, no registration needed. All kids that participate will get prizes. We have trophies for all fish categories for the kids. So we want to make this a family-friendly event. And we want to make sure the kids can show the rest of us how to catch fish. And yeah, we've got prizes and trophies for them.
Yeah. Those darn kids, they always seem to get the big ones, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Kids.
We can learn a thing or two from them, not just with fishing.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk to those who maybe don't want to ice fish, but want to maybe come out and support this and be a part of it. Where and how can they be a part of it without having to actually ice fish?
Yeah, it's a great point, Joel. And we have tried to make this event to address everyone's concerns. If you don't want to ice fish, we want to give you other things to do. So all day at Bobbers, we're going to have activities to keep people busy, raffles, paddle raffles, drawings, food, beverage. So there's something to do really about from noon on. And we hope people come out. People always like to see the fish that come in. We will have a leaderboard and Then we have our big raffle at about 6 o'clock after the fireworks. And we've got just some terrific prizes from St. Croix, an outdoor tent, an underwater camera, ice fishing rods. From Park Falls True Value, a great outdoor fishing, ice fishing package, a trail cam from Fifield Seed and Feed, and all kinds of gift certificates from area businesses. So we will guarantee you one time you'll have a good time at the fishery, and the odds that you win a prize are pretty good because we've got more prizes than ever this year.
Yeah. How many people typically ice fish in the tournament each year? You remember from past years?
Yeah, last year we had about 240.
Nice.
And
nice.
So we are expecting more this year. The weather may damper that a little bit, given the forecast is going to be a little chilly. But it's, you know, in that 250 range. And so we always register some really good fish. We strongly encourage catch and release. We have a cooler at Bobber's. We'll put the fish in, and then we have holes right out in front of the place that we can release. If you do catch and release, you can win prizes for doing that as well. Right. So it's a pretty big event. And, you know, we started looking around. There aren't many fisheries as big as this one. And so we have kind of taken the moniker ourselves of the premier ice fishing derby of the Northwoods. And hopefully it grows again this year.
I'm not a big ice fisher person, but I'm thinking that if I do come out, I'm gonna make a hole in front of Bobber's on the lake there, and then encourage all the people to release their fish right into that hole, and then maybe I'd have a chance of catching one. So that sounds like a good way.
What's even better is put the hole there with a tip up, and then go sit in the bar and watch. That's the best way to do it.
Now, as we know, it's a beautiful lake there, and it gets fished pretty heavy. And all the funds from this are going to go to make sure that we're restocking and keeping that lake healthy, and that's where the money from this goes, right?
Yeah, our raffle and our other drawings help raise our funds to support our stocking program. And we stock every fall. We stock butternut and schnurr. We also spend some of those resources on water quality, water testing, and fighting invasive species in both lakes. So this is about giving back to the lake, and that's where these funds go. They go to continue to make this a great resource, make sure the water's clean and healthy, and that we are doing everything we can to combat aquatic species in both lakes. So yeah. It's a great event, and we've had tremendous results with our stocking effort. And those on Butternut Lake will probably be the benefactor of that by catching some really nice crappie this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know how heavily you are involved in that process, but that kind of has become a norm if you're going to have a healthy lake that continues to thrive and all the things that benefit from being around it. You have to be proactive, and people like you and others, I'm sure, are very active in the summertime, making sure it stays healthy, right?
Exactly right. We listen to what our members say is important to them, and all of our members have said the health of this lake is our number one priority. The fishing is important, but making sure we have a good, clean, quality resource. And so we do water testing twice a year. We work with the DNR. We monitor aquatic invasive plants and species, so we have an idea of what's here. I'm happy to report we've got a very strong report over the last couple of years. There aren't any problems with aquatics, and we've got good clean water. So it's a very healthy lake, and part of the reason that we have a lake association is to ensure that we keep it clean for future generations.
Yeah, I've always envied those like you who can run a tournament like this, because there's a lot of challenge with running the tournament. Is you cover such a wide space area, and then making sure the fish was caught when it was supposed to be in the time frame. So the people measuring and checking the fish are pretty knowledgeable in that area, I would guess, right?
Yeah, no, we've got Skip Sommerfeld, who's been a longtime member, and he's a former DNR fish biologist. He kind of leads our effort with that, and it is important.
And a pretty good fisherman too, right?
Well, that's
just
debatable.
Just ask him, right?
That's debatable. No, Skip and I are partners on Walleye League, and he's a great resource, and he knows the lake better than anybody. And but yeah, there's a lot of challenges, and our main priority is we want everyone to be safe and make sure you follow the rules. We just got some over the last couple of years. We've been lucky. This weekend is a free fishing weekend that the state DNR runs. So you don't need a state fishing license on Saturday and Sunday to fish on the lake, but you do need a fishing ticket to participate in the fishery. So yeah, there's a lot of challenges. I'm happy to report with the work of the community and with our board and others, we've made this a fun event for the family, and we've successfully been able to raise money so we can continue to do the programs that we're doing.
Yeah, and like you said, it's going to be about 10 above or so for the high, but I think that's better than 45 and slushy, right?
Yeah, no, it's I'll tell you one thing, if there's one thing that folks up here can handle is a little cool, and
Oh,
it's
yeah.
10 degrees is going to seem warm by Monday afternoon. So we've had cold days, middle of January, that's what you can expect. The challenge is to make sure you can stay warm, but that's what we have the banquet for after, so everybody can warm up and we can watch the fireworks and have a good time.
Exactly. All right, Bobbers on the Lake. It all starts Saturday morning. Got to get your ticket by 9 o'clock. You can get it ahead of time if you want. Great stuff. And even if you don't like to ice fish and it's too cold for you, go on out to Bobbers, have a bite to eat, support them, grab a raffle ticket, and support the Butternut Schnur Lake Association that way. All right, anything we missed there, Scott, that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, the only thing, Joel, and really appreciate the time this morning, raffle tickets are 3 for $5. So you can get those at Bobbers, at Butternut Feed Mill, and at St. Croix, or all day. You don't need to be present to win. We'll be selling on the ice. We'll be selling at Bobbers. We'll be selling up until the raffle at 6 o'clock. So if you aren't able to do that, get on our Facebook page, Butternut Schnur Lake Association, and you can message us, and we'll make sure to get you the tickets.
All right. And a lot of people, individuals, and businesses come together to make it all happen. So, Scott, we thank you so much for the time. Stay warm out there, and I hope it's a good day for you Saturday.
Thank you again, Joel. Really appreciate the time.
You betcha. Scott Sanger, he is with the Butternut Schnur Lake Association in their big annual fishery, which is happening on Saturday. Bobbers on the Lake is kind of the landing point to begin and end at.